Do you mind if I sit there? I know that you were flying alone today, and you seemed a little lonely, and, well, I could use some company right now, too. What's that? Aren't I supposed to be your flight attendant? Yes, I am. I mean, I was. You see, I just got fired. I'm so sorry. I'll be okay. I just need a shoulder to cry on right now. You want me to tell you what happened? Well, okay. You see, I'm a trainee, and this was supposed to be my final training session where we go into a live environment, an actual flight, to put into practice what we learned during... Hey, wait a minute. You're shivering. Are you okay? What's that? You're terrified of flying? Oh, you poor baby. This is your first flight ever? It's part of your therapy to help you overcome your aerophobia, but it's not working? Oh, yes. I can feel you're as stiff as a board. And you're pale and shivering. Oh my God, here, let me cuddle up with you a little more. Maybe that will help. We can comfort each other while I tell you what happened, okay? Well, it all started before takeoff when I was doing the emergency procedure announcements. I was so nervous. Instead of saying, in the unlikely event of an emergency landing, I said, in the likely event of an emergency landing. Well, that wound up freaking out several passengers, and some of them even tried to jump off the plane while we were taxiing in the runway. My coach got a little upset, but then he calmed down and said, we all make a couple of mistakes on our first day. Hey. The trans-Pacific part of the flight is about to start, which means the lights are gonna go out soon. Why don't I wrap this flight blanket around us? That should help you stay warm and maybe help you with your shivers. Yeah. There. Let's cuddle up a little closer. I'm feeling less upset already. Anyway. Everything was fine after that until I went to turn off the seatbelt lights, and instead, I almost pressed something called the emergency decompression switch. I mean, I don't know what that means, but what's the big deal? We all feel a little stressed from time to time, and it seems to me like a little emergency decompression here and there is probably a good thing. Anyways, my coach was furious and told me to stop serving the in-flight meal. Well, that seemed to be going fine, only by accident I served the hot towel rolls to the passengers and told them they were spring rolls, so a couple of them wound up choking and we had to do the Heimlich maneuver on them. But they're okay now. I mean, one of them might be brain dead, but the other seemed fine. Hey, oh, you've stopped shivering and seem warmer and more calm now. Are you feeling better? Yeah? You starting to enjoy this flight now? I'm Trish, by the way. What's your name? Well, it's so nice to meet you. I really needed someone sympathetic to talk to, or I don't know what else I would have done. And you being such a good listener is so comforting for me. I'm really feeling a close connection with you right now. What's that? You think I'm really pretty? Aw, thank you. Here, why don't you put your arm around me so I can scooch a little closer? There, that's better. Now, where was I? Oh yes, anyway, after you finished with the cardiopulmonary resuscitation on those passengers, everything was going smoothly. Then I was in row 6C, and I reached over to take someone's dishes away, when someone pinched my ass. I turned around and smacked a guy directly behind me and knocked his AirPods halfway across the plane. But it turned out it was the wrong guy. So anyway, I tried apologizing, but the guy didn't seem to mind. In fact, he asked me for my phone number, so I told him I would find his AirPods. So I was crawling around under the seats, but it was too dark, so I asked someone for a light, and they gave me a lighter. So that helped at first, except I set some guy's pants on fire. Oh, the lights just went out. That's the crew's way of telling all the passengers it's time to sleep. Yes, I know, it's surprising how dark it is. There's just a faint glow from the flight panels above us now. It's kind of cozy, though, don't you think? You're kind of uncomfortable? Oh no, how come? What? The way I'm pressing my firm, round breasts against your chest seems to be making your pants a little tight. Oh, well, you can loosen them if you like. Most people do on these red-eye flights, just to get more comfortable. In fact, I might unbutton my blouse a little because it's quite tight as well. Oh my goodness. Your cock has popped out of your briefs. It's so big, it's nearly touching my face. What's that? Oh, no, 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 baby. Don't be embarrassed. I understand. It's a perfectly normal response to stress and anxiety. And you've been such a good boy on this flight, dealing with your phobia and comforting me at the same time. I'm so proud of you. Would it help if Mommy wraps her warm hand around it? Like this? Ooh, I felt a shiver run through your body when I gripped your cock. Does it feel good when I squeeze it? Like this? How about when I stroke it slowly? Up and down. Like this? Ooh. Your breathing just got a lot deeper, and your heart rate is to the moon. Anyway, be a good boy and let Mommy finish her story, okay? Because it helps for me to talk about it. Then we can decide what to do about this hard cock of yours. Just make sure and keep the blanket on top in case someone passes by. Now where was I? Oh yeah. So the guy's pant leg is on fire. So I grab the glass of ice water he's drinking and throw it on his face. By mistake. Fortunately, the fire sprinklers went off at that point and everyone in section 2 got covered in foam, so they were all safe. That's when my supervisor told me we were right next to the main oxygen tanks and that I almost blew the plane to pieces. He told me I was fired and that he would make it his life's work to make sure I never got within 100 feet of an airplane ever again. That's when I ran here to the back of the plane and saw you. And here we are, two people who needed someone and happened to be there for each other. What's that? You feel that my supervisor is overreacting, and except for the brain-dead guy in section 2, no one was really hurt? Oh, I'm so lucky to have found someone so understanding and who values me for who I am. What? You're wondering if I could lick your cock? Okay, but you have to promise. come in my mouth, okay? Do you like that? I'm pressing my tongue hard into the groove around the tip of your cock and pumping it with my lips. What's that? You want me to go deeper? Well, it's so big. Can you help me push it? So much better now, sweetheart. I was so upset, but now, here in your arms, I feel like everything's gonna be alright. And look at you. Your very first flight, and you got a blowjob from the hot stewardess. Will I come to stay with you at your hotel when we get to Sydney? Of course I will, sweetheart. I'm just getting started with you. Don't touch anything until we get off the plane.